Yep, after 40 days, we're back. You guessed it, the Misplaced Bostonians. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm your host, Marsh. Yes, my brother is not here again. He'll be here soon. But for the time being, you've got me for the next couple of shows. And I'd first like to apologize that I haven't done a show in 40 days. I've been very busy, and again, it takes me a long time to prepare for the shows, and I apologize for the sound quality as well. It's all in your left speaker. I'll sort that out at some time. Right. I have a lot of stuff to talk to you about this time. I've got a lot of slightly old stuff, a few weeks old, because I was planning to do the class a few weeks ago, but I ran out of time. It takes me several hours to prepare for these shows, so I can't always do it the exact time I get all my material together. But let's start as we mean to go on. Email me, please, guys. I know there's more of you than there were a few months ago. tmbpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys, always do. And we're going to start with an email from Matt in Birmingham. He gave me a game report, analysis of the Sox Phillies game on the 26th of June, and I'm just going to run through what he says. So I'm going to be like reading it to you. So if you guys just imagine this is his opinion of what happened, I'm just going to take little bits, so it might sound a bit choppy, but bear with me, please. Okay, I'll fast forward to the sixth where the game sprang to life. In the bottom of the sixth, Ortiz walked, Ramirez singled, and Nixon walked. After Coco Crisp, who flied out to center, allowing Ortiz to scoot to home, Boston had the 1-0 lead. The Sox bats exploded for a six running. I'm sorry, it's a typo. For a 6-run inning, Wakefield came back out to start the seventh after a 45-minute bottom of the sixth. And then Matt goes on to say, then Francona made the biggest mistake of his managerial career. He called the pen to get Cinez, and looked risky after four pitches. He had given up two runs. The Phillies get right back with 5 runs. Francona is called for the hottest closer in baseball, Jonathan Papelbon. On a 1-2 pitch, Utley drives one off Pesky's pole. The Phillies unbelievably had tied it up at Fenway Park, and Fenway went silent. After Tech and Cora ground out, Uke is next at bat. He hits a juicy single to right field. Chance of Uke surround Fenway Park. From then on, the crowd liven up when Mark Loretta went to the plate, who is a double machine, and sure enough, hit a double. Uke is held at third, and Fenway is rocking when Ortiz walked to the plate. Luckily, Ortiz swung away, driving it to the foot of the Green Monster. Euclid comes home, and David Ortiz came through in the clutch, and Boston win the game 7-6. Matt goes on to finish, Boston never do things simple. Well, Matt, they wouldn't be Boston if they did if they did do things simple. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate that. If any of you guys want to send me a short game analysis, I'd very much appreciate it. You know, it's good to hear you guys, what you guys think, your opinions of it as well as mine. So I appreciate that. tmbpodcast@gmail.com. Right, now because I haven't been around for a while, I've got a few little things I'd like to mention, you know, like news articles, things that's been going on. Obviously it might seem old to you, you guys might have read it, you might not, but let's try anyway. First thing I wanted to bring to your attention was about Schilling. A few weeks back he was talking about his pitching, and he's bringing back his sink pitch, his sinker that he hasn't used for 13 years, and it's proved effective so far. This was a few weeks ago, and he says it'll be better in a month. Now, by my timing, a month is up. I wonder how the sink's sinker's going. Yeah, I'll have to check that one out and see if it's up to standard. Right, the next article I wanted to bring to your attention was Paxton Crawford. Now, you guys have probably heard about this. I thought I'd just talk about it a little because I think it's quite an important issue. Paxton Crawford admits to using steroids and HGH while with the Red Sox. Now, I know people don't like talking about it, and I know it's a sensitive issue, but it's got to be talked about. We've got to deal with it somehow. You get rid of it. I'd just like to read this quote. This is from Paxton Crawford in ESPN, the magazine. ESPN.com and Boston.com are the sources for this. And I quote, "One time, in 2001, I walked right into the Red Sox clubhouse with a bunch of needles wrapped in a towel and left them on my chair. A few minutes later, one of my teammates came running over saying, 'Paxton, someone knocked your chair over and your freaking needles are all over the floor. Man, we just died about that.' He said it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen. Told me I was nuts. But that's the way it was back then." End quotes. Now, back then, 2001, what's he talking about? In soccer, this is a huge issue, and it's dealt with heavily. You get fined, you know, there are big penalties for doing this. It seems to me that baseball's only just starting to notice these problems, and that, you know, steroids and general game drugs are not good, and they can't be accepted. They, you know, they're not sports any, you know, you can't use them for sports. I can think of an example. A soccer player in England was fined a large amount of money, and I think he missed some games as well, because his excuse for missing a drugs test was he was moving. Now, whether that was the case or not, you know, it doesn't matter. He got fined. He learned his lesson. You know, maybe baseball should be thinking of things like that. You know, starting to get a bit more heavier on those sorts of things. Anyway, I'll move on to some lighter news issues. The Rockets' first outing in MLB. I think, you know, it was successful, looked like. I'd love to hear your views about that, but I'm going to talk about that on another show. But any views about that, I'd love to hear. The next article I've got is Brett Myers of the Phillies, when he played a Sox game on June 24th, this article's written. Now, he's allegedly hit his wife around the streets of Fenway Park and has been arrested. Now, I believe this is bang out of order. There's no proof yet, but he's going to court on August 4th. And he says, quote, "My lawyers have advised me not to comment on the issue," end quote. Now, if this is the case, if this is true, which I believe it is, because his wife was found crying, he was found very near the scene, this is out of order. You know, these guys are role models. They should know exactly how to set themselves. I know, you know, you can't be, you know, perfect all the time, but not in downtown Boston, you know, like in the middle of the city where people can see you. You know, not in front of the public, and just not full stop, you know. I mean, I think it's out of order, and these guys are setting examples for little kids and, you know, people everywhere, heroes. You know, they're heroes for loads of people. So this is exactly what we don't want to see for the Sox. Or any team for that matter. But you know, it's just not good to have it around the Sox game. You know, it doesn't give the Sox any good press either, or the mass police. But let's hope this doesn't happen. Let's just hope that gets sorted out. Right, the next article is a little bit more light-hearted than the previous. Hilltop Steakhouse, have any of you guys been there? It's in Saugus, I hope I said that right. It's the landmark on Route 1. And the waitress Charlene Lever has her own little story of one night there. I quote, I'll give you the background before I quote what she said. She was given two Red Sox tickets to a game. $40 Red Sox seats. You know, what can I say? Wow, it shows that there's still love in this world after that, after everything that's happened. Now, I quote, "They had a really nice dinner, and at the end, one of the girls said to me, 'Would you like to tip in money, or would you like these?' And she handed me two tickets." Now, yeah, that's just lovely to hear, and you know, I'd like to be a waiter now. Gave me some more Sox tickets. It'd be great. Right, now to get into some Red Sox baseball news. I'm sure if you guys know this, David Ortiz, who gets his 27th homer of the year on Tuesday. Tech gets his 9th homer of the year against the D-Rays the other night. Now moving forward to the games up and coming, the recent games. Tuesday, Tampa Bay, we lost 3-0. That doubleheader again, we lost the second game 9-6. Thursday, we lost 5-2 against Tampa Bay. But come on, Friday, yeah, let's see what happens. Hopefully, we can pull something out of the bag. Saturday, we've got the White Sox. We've got a doubleheader, two games on Saturday, and Sunday, we've got the White Sox as well. So let's hope we can show the World Series champions who's boss and who's going to win this season. Right, I also wanted to talk about the All-Star game. It's the final vote tonight. If you've listening to this podcast after it's closed, I hope you got your last vote in because it's all going down tonight. And of course, I'm sure you've all heard by now the news of Manny. It's really sad to hear that. He's out of the All-Star, as you know, with a knee injury. I'm not quite sure what happened there yet, and I don't know if anyone is yet. I haven't read any articles. All I know is that Terry Francona has told MLB that he won't be playing in the All-Star, and they hope he hopes they can find a suitable replacement. So I'm looking forward to the All-Star game. I'll do a podcast after the weekend, after the All-Star game, and give you guys my thoughts. And I do want emails for that, please. I'd like emails for the All-Star game because that is something special. Yeah, that doesn't happen often. Well, once a year. Okay, it's time for What's on 5 for you guys here in the UK. Monday, 10th of July, 1 a.m. till 4:10, St. Louis Cardinals take on the Houston Astros. Wednesday, 12th of July, 1 a.m. to 4:20 a.m, it's the All-Star Game. Monday, 17th of July, 10 past 1 till half past 4 on 5, it's the New York Mets at the Chicago Cubs. Hope you guys will be there.
Number one Red Sox podcast.
Right, now just talking about the general players of the Sox. Tech's been struggling, hasn't been doing too well at the moment. And I've got a little speedy Carl Crawford put on a dazzling offensive show to support Tim Corcoran leading Tampa Bay to a third straight win over the Sox. And let's just hope Tech gets his spark back. Good to see that we need it. I don't know what's going wrong. You guys help me out here. Give me your feedback. Tell me what you think's gone wrong, what's going bad, Just help me out. tmbpodcast@gmail.com. That's where you need to send those emails to, please. Right, a little bit of other headline news. This is all from the Boston Globe, boston.com. Bonds' trainer jailed for contempt. Barry Bonds' personal trainer was held in contempt of court and taken to prison yesterday for refusing to testify to the federal grand jury investigating the San Francisco Giants slugger for perjury. Also, the other headline I have, the recent headline, is entitled Steel-Eyed to Starry-Eyed. David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez, Mark Loretta, all starters, and Jonathan Papelbon were named to the All-Star team yesterday. Red Sox starters Curt Schilling and Josh Beckett were not. Of course, we know Manny's not in there anymore. I'd like to hear what you think about who's been submitted for the All-Star, and of course, what you think after it's taken place. I think Ortiz in there is going to be great, first base. I'm so glad that he got in there. Absolutely brilliant. I'm also ecstatic that Loretta and Papelbon got in. I think Mark Loretta does an absolutely great job. So I'm going to love watching this game. I think it's going to be excellent. And Papelbon, who else could you ask for apart from Ramirez and the whole Sox guys? But it's great. I'm looking forward to seeing it, and it should be great. Josh Beckett not in it, Schilling, Not their time this time, but I think we've got some good players representing our boys this time. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. While I'm on the subject of the All-Star, I might as well read out the other guys that have been named. We've got third base Alex Rodriguez, shortstop Jeter, catcher is Ivan Rodriguez, outfield Vladimir Guerrero, sorry, he's not there again. And Ichiro Suzuki. So that's, I think we've got a great team there. It's all good lined up. And the American League pitchers are Mark Burrell, Jose Contreras, Roy Halladay, Scott Kazmaier, Mark Redmond, Kenny Rogers, Joan Santana, and Barry Zito. I apologize if I say all these names wrong. I'm not used to saying all these names. I'm not as in touch with all the guys as I'm sure you guys are. We've then got Bobby Jenkins, Jonathan Papelbon, Mariano Rivera, and BJ Ryan. The final man candidates for the American League, we've got AJ Pruszynski, Raymond Hernandez, Travis Hafner, Justin Verlander, and Francisco Laureano. The National League starters, we've got Albert Pujols, Case Utley, David Wright, Jose Reyes, Paul Laduca, Jason Bay, Carlos Beltran, and Alfonso Soriano. I apologize, I can't say these names at all. Bear with me, please. The pitchers, we've got Bronson Arroyo. Glad to see him there. Chris Carpenter, Tom Glavina, Pedro Martinez. Good to see Pedro there as well. Brad Penny, Jason Smite, Brandon Webb, Carlos Zambrano, Brian Frutenis, Tom Gordon, Trevor Hoffman, Derek Turnbow, and the final man candidates we've got Nomar Garciaparra, Bobby Abreu, Chris Capuna, Billy Wegner, and Chris Young. So those you or are most of your lineups for the 2006 All-Star Game in Pittsburgh, July 11th. If you guys are in the States, it's Fox 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, I'd just like to point out the Sox rotation after the All-Star break. Is it said it's at this so far: Tim Wakefield, Josh Beckett, Curt Schilling, and John Lester, or Jason Johnson, or Johnson. And then Leicester. Right, now I'm going to move on. It's don't forget, it's episode 6 of Misplaced Bostonians. And last episode, I did say that I would every episode name a fan site that either you guys wrote in or we here thought was great to get information off and to read up on and have pictures of Sox fans and everything like that. And this time, as I'm sure you're all gonna know the site, I'm saying the site of the show, which we'll call it, is Born Into It, and I'm sure all of you guys have been on it. If not, I'd like to know why. Please email me tmbpodcast@gmail.com, borninto.it.com. They are linked with Childhood Heads, which I'm sure you guys all know. So get on the site, give them some feedback, send in your stuff. There's loads of pictures on here, great pictures, and go have a look at it. Guys, just also like to say big props to the guys at Soxspace, myspace.com/SoxNation13. Great information there. That's another place to look for your Sox information. Go there and join up. Really friendly guys. You can have a chat with all the other Sox fans that are on there as well. Right, well, that's about it for this episode. You've got this weekend, you've got the Soccer World Cup. Now, I know if you guys are Americans, you probably don't watch soccer that much. Watch the final, please, though. It should be a good game. And if you've never watched soccer, it should be a great game to be your first one. Also, the All-Star game. Don't forget to watch that on the 11th.
TMB, the UK's number one Red Sox podcast.
That's it, guys. I'm done. I'll see you next time.